Funerals for the Fallen. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Thousands are expected at a stadium in Connecticut today for the funeral services for two Bristol police officers ambushed and murdered 9 nights ago.
The funeral services for Sergeant Destin Del Monte and Officer Alex Hamby, they will start at 11 o'clock. Both have been posthumously promoted to sergeant and lieutenant, respectively. So far this year, there have been 63 ambush-style attacks on police. 93 of them were shot, and then 24 of them fatally. That is according to the Fraternal Order of Police.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Two court challenges to the federal student loan forgiveness program have faltered. A federal judge in St. Louis dismissing an effort by six states to block the plan, saying they lacked standing. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett also rejecting an appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayers group seeking to stop the program. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control recommending the agency include COVID-19 vaccines in its suggested schools' immunization schedules. It's not mandatory, but many states simply follow CDC guidelines. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says not in his state.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision. That is your decision to make as a parent.
A Florida law bans COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The Biden administration says it has proof that Iranian soldiers are on the grounds in Crimea, teaching Russian troops how to operate their Iranian drones being used to attack Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We've said this for months, that Russia had plans to turn to Iran for support. And this is another sign of just how brutal Mr. Putin is willing to be, and just how isolated both he and Iran are from the rest of the world.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
It's sentencing day for a one-time aide to former President Trump for ignoring demands from a congressional committee.
The Justice Department is seeking a six-month prison term for Steve Bannon, a former top aide to former President Donald Trump. Prosecutors say Bannon should get a penalty harsher than the minimum of 1 month in jail, and also wants Bannon to be fined $200,000. Bannon was found guilty by a jury of willfully disobeying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The subpoena had asked Bannon to provide records and testimony about his knowledge of the effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Bannon's lawyers say he shouldn't spend any time behind bars and should only receive probation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is launching an investigation into whether Mississippi state agencies discriminated against the state's majority black capital city, Jackson, by refusing to fund improvements for its failing water system, triggering the late summer water quality crisis there. This winter will be expensive. The Energy Department warning heating costs will be the highest they've been in a decade.
The Energy Department predicting heating bills will jump 28% if you use natural gas, which is nearly half of the U.S. Heating oil is projected to increase 27%, electricity 10%, and some of the reasons? Global energy consumption has rebounded since the start of the pandemic, and the war in Ukraine has reduced supplies. The Energy Department projects it will cost more than $2,300 to heat a typical home with heating oil this winter.
Fox's Matt Finn. Government weather forecasters say the La Nina weather pattern is returning for the third straight winter. That should mean warmer than normal temperatures along the Gulf Coast and the East Coast up to the New England states. The Pacific Northwest and the Great Lakes, however, likely to be colder than normal. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.